I can tell you a better story than that.
I'm sure.
The first winter, my wife and I put in at Miller House. Johnny Palm had the mail contract, and it would come into Chattanooga by truck, and then he would load
it. Now, let me
up.
Ask you, Chattanooga is what, 25 miles out of, 28 miles from Fairbanks?
Something like that.
In that area.
Johnny Palm would load it on a Devil Ender sleigh, and he had a horse and would start out the trail. Possibly make 12 miles a day or roadhouse to roadhouse till he got out to Eagle Creek. Then there's quite a climb to go up the trail over Eagle Summit and down to Miller House. And his old horse would be pretty tired by that time, so he'd put the mail in a building there and lock it up. And when spring came and we finally got the road open, why then his truck would come in and pick up the mail and bring our Christmas mail over. That would be in May or early June.
Yeah, those were the days, right?
Those were great old guys.
They were the days. Yes, indeed.
Well, some of that could have been some news that, you know, that would have been... important too, and you
well,
didn't know about it until
things moved pretty slow over there in the wintertime.
Yeah.
So it didn't make too much difference.
You know, you were asking about fellows that were killed up there. You know, Charlotte Ames, you knew her.
Yeah.
Well, her brother-in-law, you know, was killed with Ben Ileson.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Ah.